Agotavach, I hope you had a wonderful Shabbos. And of course, we study Mishnayos as we do every single day. Liyulei Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today, we are going to talk about the Masechta Mikvos, Perek Tes Mishnayos Hey and Vav. And we're going to shift our conversation away from a chatzitza, an imposition, and an impediment to the water touching a human being, and talk about impediments on Kalim. So the Mishnah begins, Elu Chotzesim BeKalim, the following things serve as a chatzitza for Kalim. Now again, something that can serve as a chatzitza is meant to be removed. Hazefes V'amor BeKli Zechuches, if you have pitch or musk on a glassware, so it's going to be considered a chatzitza because it's deemed to be a certain degree of permanence, and the owner is disturbed by the presence, as opposed to something else where it's meant to be temporary, so the owner doesn't care that much, and it doesn't matter whether the pitch or the musk is on the inside, whether it's inside or outside. However, al shulchan val tavla val dargash. So when some sort of foreign substance is found on a table or a tray or on a cot, so the Mishnah says, Al hanikim chotisim, if it was meant to be clean other than this particular area, so then the owner can't stand it and he's going to try to get it off. And so therefore, it's going to be considered a chatitza. Al ablusin enem chotisim. But if they're otherwise disturbed, if they're otherwise dirty, since the owner doesn't care anymore, it's just the way it is. So he doesn't care anymore, it's not going to be chotitz. Al mitos balabayas chotitz, on the beds of balabayas, not a poor man, an ordinary person. So that person cares about his bed, so that's going to be a chatitza. Val shal ani eino chotitz, but a poor man is not usually particular about the cleanliness of the bed, and so the foreign surface is not going to be a chatitza for him. Al ikov shal balabayas chotitz, on the saddlebag, right, of a balabais, it's going to be a chatitza. Val shal zakakin eino chotitz. But for a person who carries water skins, which contain liquids, so they get used for commercial purposes. People don't care that much about commercial purpose stuff, so they didn't care that much if it got soiled. So therefore, it's not going to be a chatzitza. Ve'alamir das chotzitz, if it's on a saddlecloth, so any dirt on any saddlecloth, the people don't want to have that, and so therefore, it's going to be a chatzitza. Rav Shem Gamliel Omer ad k'isra'i talki, of course. That's assuming the dirt is at least the size of an Italian isar, a Roman coin. And he says most people only care once it's a sizable size that can be noticed. But other than that, it's not going to create a chatzitza. If it's found on a garment on one side, it's not considered a chatzitza. But mishnei tzadim chotzitz, if it's on two sides, it's going to make a chatzitza because you can't turn it to the other direction and cover it over. It bothers a person even if the stain is on one side. Rabbi Yossi says, shal banai mitzadechad, b'shal bur mishnei tzadim. If it's on a Talmud Chacham, so even if it's on one side, Talmud Chacham is supposed to have a certain status to himself, and he says supposed to walk around with a sense of dignity and clothing that is of a special level. But if it belongs to a boor, so it only intervenes when it's on both sides. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful night and a terrific week.